It's time now for a classical edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Vic DiGeronimo is a DJ and host of Classic Mornings on WILL in Urbana, Illinois. He's back with us once again. Hi, Vic.
Hi, Jeremy. It's great to be back with you, as usual, you and your audience.
Well, it's great to have you. And you are calling this the Year of the Eclipse, and you are not referring to the eclipse that many of us saw back in August. Instead, this is an eclipse of some of the most famous classical works. Explain.
It is the year in which major anniversaries for some of the greatest pieces in the classical music repertoire are perfectly aligned, and you could say that it sort of eclipses all the other celebrations this year musically.
Okay, well, let's hear some of the examples that you brought us. This is George Frederick Handel's Water Music, performed by the Academy of Ancient Music, Berlin. Now, this year marks the 300th anniversary of the first performance of this piece. What do we know about that performance?
Oh, what do we know about it? It was spectacular. It's the Thames River in London. King George I and his entourage are on a barge. And there's a separate barge with something like 50 musicians on it. And they're playing this music by George Frederick Handel, which had to be repeated three times through the evening. It was requested that it be repeated. And something like an hour's worth of music, twice before dinner and once after. What's interesting, Jeremy, is that Handel never published the music. We don't have an autograph manuscript. And this music was immensely popular in its time. So what we have today, the three suites of music from George Frederick Handel's Water Music, have come to us from arrangements by others at the time. And it's miraculous that we have this music, which has become one of the most popular works in the classical music repertoire.
Okay, well, next we have the Overture to the Thieving Magpie, composed by Gioachino Rossini and performed here by the London Symphony Orchestra. What a thief that magpie is.
There actually is in the opera a magpie that steals a silver spoon. Hmm. So this is not just a figurative use of magpie. This overture is a concert staple, and it's 200 years old this year. It wasn't written until the day of the performance, and Rossini told this story years later, that he was locked in a room, and he was told to write the overture and to drop the pages one by one out the window for the copyists. And if he didn't drop the pages out the window and finish it, they were going to drop him out the window. So it's kind of a little bit of drama there in the home stretch of getting the overture finished for the opera.
All right. So the first one we heard was performed 300 years ago. This one, 200 years ago. Now let's go to one that was 150 years ago. This is the Blue Danube Waltz, written by Austrian composer Johann Strauss II. Here it is, performed by the Vienna Men's Choral Society and the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. Czechoslovak, we'll get to that in a second, doesn't exist anymore, but it did when this recording was made.
Oh,
What a well-known piece at this point. I'm just thinking of how many movies and probably cartoons that has been in, but it's been around for 150 years.
It has, and a lot of folks are probably wondering why they're singing it. Originally, it was written for men's chorus, a cappella men's chorus. Then Strauss decided at the last minute to add a piano part, and then he, even later than that, decided to add the famous orchestral introduction and accompaniment that we know today. It was performed during carnival time, and the lyrics had nothing to do with the Blue Danube. The phrase was borrowed from a poem of the time. It was about a month later that Strauss made the orchestral version. It was then performed in a park in Vienna, and the rest is history. It was 25 years later that lyrics that actually had something to do with the Danube were added, and those are the lyrics that you heard sung just a moment ago.
What are they singing about?
They're singing about the Danube, but originally it was there were satirical lyrics for the at the time the Austrian army had been defeated by the Prussian army, and there were sort of low spirits at the time, and it was something that was supposed to sort of spark spirits of the citizens at the time.
And by the way, Czechoslovak, referring to Czechoslovakia, which doesn't exist anymore, now it's the Czech Republic and Slovakia, but is that orchestra still around?
Well, it's now known as the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra of Bratislava.
Okay, well, we have time for one more, and here is one that we're going to hear a lot in the next month, Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, performed here by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, going with your theme, this was first performed 125 years ago?
It was performed 125 years ago in the month of March. It was performed in the month of March. The suite from the ballet. I call it the greatest preview in history. Tchaikovsky presented in the concert hall the famous suite that we know, which consists of excerpts from the ballet that would not be performed for 9 months yet. And this was in St. Petersburg in March of 1892. And then in December, the complete ballet was presented for the first time.
And I must say that even people who listen to just a little bit of classical music probably have heard all of the pieces that you brought us. Why have these stood apart in terms of longevity and popularity?
For one thing, they're great tunes. And these particular pieces, be it the orchestration, be it the melodies, be it the drama in the music in some cases, they've withstood the test of time, and the performances are very special. And I think even those who have heard these pieces many, many times are always looking forward to hearing a recording featuring a new orchestra, a new ensemble that brings something else unique to the performance.
That's Vic DiGeronimo, a DJ and host of Classic Mornings on WILL in Urbana, Illinois. Vic, thanks as always.
Jeremy, it was my pleasure.
And you can find all of our DJ sessions at hereandnow.org.